All right, let's dive into injection molding today.
Okay.
You know, you use so many products every day that are made with this process,
Right.
but we're going even deeper today, specifically into multi-cavity molds.
Multi-cavity.
So think about it, one mold,
Yeah.
making multiple identical parts all at once, it's really a manufacturing marvel.
It's incredible how much engineering goes into making it all work.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just pour plastic into a mold and expect to get perfect results,
Right.
especially when you're aiming for, say, 100 identical parts from a single mold.
So that's where this idea of filling balance comes in, right?
Yes.
What does that actually mean in the world of multi-cavity molds?
Filling balance is all about making sure that every single cavity in the mold is filled with molten plastic
Okay.
at the exact same pressure and speed.
Got it.
That way, it ensures that each part comes out with the same dimensions, strength, and quality.
Right.
It's like trying to fill 100 tiny cups simultaneously from a single pitcher. You want each cup filled to the brim without any spills or inconsistencies.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's why we're focusing on multi-cavity molds,
Right.
because the challenges amplify when you're working with so many cavities at once.
Exactly.
So where do we even begin to unpack this process?
Well, one of the most critical aspects is the runner system.
All right.
It's the network of channels that guides the molten plastic from the injection point
Yeah.
to each individual cavity.
So the runners are like the veins and arteries
That's a great
to the
analogy.
mold,
Yeah.
carrying that lifeblood of plastic to each part.
Yeah, and just like in a biological system, any blockage or bottleneck in the runners can have a huge impact on the overall health of the molding process.
Right.
So if one runner is too narrow or too long,
Okay.
it'll create resistance, slowing down the flow of plastic to that particular cavity.
And that means some parts could come out like incomplete or
Exactly.
with weaker spots than others.
Yeah, that's why a balanced runner system is so critical.
Right.
It ensures that each cavity receives the molten plastic at the same pressure and speed, so all the parts solidify uniformly. Our sources mentioned a case study where a manufacturer was struggling with inconsistent parts
Oh, really?
and a high defect rate.
Wow.
And it turned out their runner system was a mess.
What do you mean?
Different lengths, varying widths, even some sharp corners that were restricting the flow.
So how did they fix that?
They completely redesigned their runner system using computer simulations to optimize the layout.
Okay.
They made sure all the runners had consistent lengths and smooth, streamlined paths.
Wow.
They even incorporated a technique called radius flow,
Okay.
which uses gentle curves instead of sharp angles to minimize resistance.
What was the outcome?
It was remarkable. Their defect rate plummeted by over 80%.
Wow, that's incredible.
They were also able to increase their production speed
Oh, well.
because the balance flow allowed them to inject the plastic at a higher rate without causing problems.
That's a powerful example of how even seemingly small design details can have a huge impact.
Absolutely.
It sounds like designing a runner system is a bit like solving a complex puzzle.
It definitely is.
Wow.
And for larger, more intricate molds, there's a particular type of runner system
Okay.
that can offer even greater control and efficiency. It's
Oh,
called the hot runner system.
that sounds intriguing. What makes them so special?
So with a traditional runner
Yeah,
system,
okay.
the plastic cools and solidifies in the channels after each injection cycle.
Right.
And this leftover plastic, it's
Right.
called sprue,
Sprue, okay.
has to be removed and often discarded.
Oh, so that creates a lot of waste.
Exactly.
Okay.
But a hot runner system solves this problem.
Oh, really?
It uses heated manifolds and nozzles to keep the plastic molten
Okay.
within the runner system itself.
So it's like having an internal heating system
Precisely.
that keeps the plastic flowing smoothly without any interruptions.
Yeah, and hot runner systems also offer more precise temperature control,
Okay.
which is especially crucial for materials that are sensitive to heat or have very specific viscosity requirements.
And with all that extra control comes greater complexity, I imagine.
They can be, yeah.
Are these systems more difficult to design and maintain?
Yeah, they can be, but the benefits often outweigh the challenges,
Okay.
particularly for high volume production
Right.
or parts with intricate geometries.
It sounds like hot runner systems are a game changer in the world of injection molding.
Yeah.
But even with a perfectly designed runner system, there's still the crucial step of getting the molten plastic from the runners into the individual mold cavities.
Absolutely.
And that's where gate design comes in.
That's right.
So gates are the precise entry points.
Yeah, you can think of them as the carefully controlled doorways
Oh.
that shape the final form of each part.
So it's not just a matter of drilling a hole in the mold.
Not at all.
Oh.
The size, shape, and location of the gate have a huge impact on how the plastic fills the cavity,
Yeah.
ultimately on the quality of the finished part.
I'm starting to see how intricate this whole process is.
Right.
What are some of the different gate types?
Okay, well, there are several common types, each with its own advantages and disadvantages.
Okay.
So, like side gates, they're simple and inexpensive to manufacture, but they can leave a visible mark on the part, which
Sure.
might not be desirable for certain applications.
So you wouldn't want to use a side gate on something like a sleek, high-end phone case.
Exactly.
Interesting.
For aesthetically sensitive
Yeah.
parts, a pin gate or a submarine gate might be a better choice.
Okay.
These gates leave a much smaller mark,
Yeah.
sometimes practically invisible.
It's like choosing the right tool for the job
Precisely.
based on the desired outcome.
Exactly.
Okay.
Then you have edge gates, which are often used for parts with thin walls,
Interesting.
and diaphragm gates, which are ideal for circular or cylindrical parts.
It seems like the options are endless.
Yeah.
Is there a general rule of thumb for choosing the best gate type?
The key factors to consider are the type of plastic being used,
Okay.
the desired aesthetics of the part, the required flow rate, and
Okay.
the ease of removing the part from the mold.
So simulation software can be very helpful in determining the optimal gate design for specific applications.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now let's talk about another crucial aspect of the injection molding process.
Okay.
Optimizing the injection parameters. This
Yes.
is where we really get into the nitty-gritty of controlling the flow of molten plastic, right?
Absolutely. Even with the best mold design,
Right.
you need to carefully adjust the injection pressure, speed, and temperature
Got it.
to achieve that perfect filling balance we've been talking about.
It's like fine-tuning a musical instrument
That's a great analogy.
to get the perfect sound.
You need to make sure all the variables are in harmony to produce high-quality parts.
Okay, so let's start with injection pressure.
Okay.
What's the key consideration here?
Think of injection pressure as the force that pushes the molten plastic into the mold cavities.
Okay.
If the pressure is too low,
Yeah.
the plastic might not fill the cavities completely,
Okay.
leading to incomplete or weak parts.
Right.
But if the pressure is too high, it can cause problems as well.
What kind of problems?
Excessive pressure can stress the mold, potentially damaging it over time.
Okay.
It can also cause the plastic to flash,
Flash.
which means it squeezes out of the mold into unwanted areas.
Oh, so it's like finding that Goldilocks zone.
Precisely.
Not too high, not too low, just right.
Exactly.
Okay. And then there's injection speed,
Right.
which is essentially how fast the molten plastic is pushed into the mold.
Yes.
I can see how injection speed would be important.
Yeah.
Too slow. And the plastic might start to solidify
Yeah.
before the mold is filled. Too fast.
Yeah.
And you can end up with turbulence and uneven filling.
Exactly. And that brings us to one of the most powerful tools
Okay.
in modern injection molding,
Oh.
multi-stage injection.
That's a term we saw in the research material.
Yeah.
What makes multi-stage injections so special?
It allows you to precisely control both injection pressure and speed
Got it.
throughout the entire filling process.
Okay.
So instead of injecting the plastic at a constant rate, you
Mm-hmm.
can program different stages with varying pressures and
So it's
speeds.
like having multiple gears in a car,
A perfect analogy.
allowing you to adjust your speed and power
Yeah.
depending on the road conditions.
For example, you might start with a lower pressure and speed
Okay.
to gently fill the initial portion of the mold, minimizing the risk of flashing or defects.
Yeah.
Then, as the cavity fills, you can ramp up the pressure and speed
Okay.
to ensure complete and consistent filling.
And I imagine you could even program a slowdown phase at the end
Exactly.
to minimize any shrinkage or warping as the plastic cools.
Precisely. Multi-stage injection gives you incredibly fine-grained control
Wow.
over the entire filling process.
So it sounds like a real game changer.
It is. It's one of the key advancements that has allowed injection molding to become such a precise and versatile manufacturing process.
That's incredible.
But let's not forget about another crucial variable,
Yeah.
temperature.
Right. We can't ignore the impact of temperature on how the plastic flows and behaves.
Exactly. Both the temperature of the molten plastic itself,
Okay.
known as the melt temperature,
Yeah.
and the temperature of the mold play significant roles in achieving optimal filling balance.
I can see how melt temperature would be important.
Right.
If the plastic is too cool, it'll be too viscous, like thick honey, and
Precisely.
won't flow properly.
It might not even reach all the intricate details of the mold.
Right.
But if the melt temperature is too high,
Yeah.
the plastic can degrade, compromising its strength and properties.
So again, it's about finding that sweet spot.
Exactly. And the mold temperature is just as crucial. A warmer mold will help the plastic flow more easily, especially for thin-walled parts or complex geometries.
But won't a warmer mold also increase the cooling time?
That's the trade-off.
Slowing down the whole production cycle.
It's a delicate balancing act.
Right.
Sometimes a slightly longer cooling time is worth it if it ensures higher quality parts.
I'm realizing that optimizing an injection molding process involves a lot of experimentation and fine-tuning.
That's right. It's both a science and an art.
Wow.
There are general principles and guidelines, but each mold and material combination will have its own unique characteristics.
It seems like experience and a deep understanding of the process are essential.
Absolutely. But thankfully, we have powerful simulation tools.
Well, that's good.
That can help us predict how different parameters will affect the filling process.
Because I was starting to get a bit overwhelmed with all these variables to consider.
I understand it's a lot to take in.
It is.
But the good news is that once you grasp these fundamental principles, you start to see them at play in almost every injection molded product around you.
That's what I love about these deep dives. You gain a whole new level of appreciation for the everyday objects we often take for granted.
Precisely. But there's one final aspect of injection molding we need to discuss.
Okay.
And it's often overlooked.
Oh.
Equipment maintenance.
I'll admit, maintenance doesn't sound as exciting.
Right.
As optimizing injection parameters or designing intricate runner systems.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling it's just as important in the long run.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
A well-maintained injection molding machine is crucial for consistent quality.
Got it.
Efficiency and safety.
What are some of the key maintenance tasks that need to be done regularly?
First and foremost, you need to keep the mold itself clean and free of any debris or residue.
Yeah.
Any buildup can affect the flow of plastic.
Right.
And the quality of the parts.
That makes sense. It's like cooking.
Exactly.
You wouldn't want to bake a cake in a dirty pan.
Right. Then there's the injection unit, which includes the barrel, screw, and nozzle. These components need to be inspected and cleaned regularly to prevent wear and tear.
And I imagine lubrication is essential.
Absolutely.
To keep all those moving parts working smoothly.
Yeah. You also need to check the hydraulic system for leaks and make sure the electrical components are functioning properly.
Our research mentioned a case study where a manufacturer was experiencing inconsistent part quality and couldn't figure out why.
Right.
It turned out that a simple sensor in the injection unit was malfunctioning, causing fluctuations in the injection pressure.
That's a common scenario.
Wow.
A small problem can have a ripple effect throughout the entire process.
Right.
That's why a proactive maintenance schedule is essential.
Yeah.
It's much better to prevent problems before they arise than to deal with costly downtime and repairs.
I'm starting to see how maintenance is not just about keeping machine running.
Right.
But about ensuring consistent quality.
Yes.
And maximizing the lifespan of the equipment.
Precisely. A well-maintained injection molding machine is an investment that pays dividends in terms of efficiency, quality, and longevity.
So we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From the intricate design of runner systems and gates to the precise control of injection parameters and the critical importance of maintenance.
It's been quite a journey through the fascinating world of injection molding.
It has, and I think our listeners now equipped with a much deeper understanding.
I agree.
Of how this ubiquitous manufacturing process works.
They're ready to see the world with new eyes.
Yeah.
Appreciating the engineering and precision behind those everyday plastic objects we often take for granted.
Before we wrap up this deep dive,
okay.
I want to leave our listener with a final thought.
Yeah.
So think about all the injection molded products that you encounter every single day.
Oh, yeah.
Like the keyboard you're typing on.
Right.
The housing of your smartphone.
Right.
The intricate components inside your car.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling when you realize just how many things around us are made using this process.
And now you're not just looking at a simple plastic object anymore.
Right.
You have this insider knowledge, this X-ray vision that lets you see the runner systems, the gates, the carefully calculated injection parameters, and all the meticulous work that went into creating it.
It's like suddenly understanding a secret language.
Exactly.
The language of manufacturing.
Yeah.
You can decode the design choices, material selection, and even the potential challenges the engineers had to overcome.
You can appreciate the balance they struck.
Yeah.
between functionality, aesthetics, and cost effectiveness.
Right.
You might even spot subtle imperfections
Oh, really?
and understand why they occurred. It's a
Wow.
whole new level of awareness.
So the next time you pick up a seemingly simple plastic product, take a moment to pause and really look at it.
Right.
Consider the journey it took from tiny plastic pellets
Okay.
to the finished object in your hand.
Think about the molten plastic flowing through the runners.
Yeah.
The precise moment it entered the mold cavity through the gate.
Okay.
The careful cooling process that gave it its final shape.
It really is
It's a
remarkable.
remarkable feat of engineering,
Yeah.
often achieved at incredible speed and scale.
And remember, this pursuit of perfect filling balance,
Right.
of creating identical, high-quality parts time after time, is an ongoing challenge.
Is.
Material science is constantly evolving.
Yeah.
New technologies are emerging,
Uh-huh.
and the demand for more complex and intricate designs keeps pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
That's the exciting part.
Yeah.
Injection molding is not a static process.
Right.
It's constantly evolving and improving.
Who knows what incredible innovations are just around the corner?
Exactly. Maybe we'll be deep diving into 3D printed molds
Oh.
or self-healing plastics in the near future.
And now our listeners are equipped to be a part of that conversation.
They are.
To understand the nuances and appreciate the complexities of this essential manufacturing process,
Absolutely.
you can impress your friends with your newfound knowledge,
Yeah.
or even use it to spark your own creative ideas.
So go forth, explore the world with your injection molding X-ray vision,
I love that.
and never look at a plastic product the same way again.
That's a wrap on this deep dive.
Great.
We'll catch you next time for another fascinating exploration of the world around us.